Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm holding in my hand a game controller, which it took an act of Congress to get out of my kid's claws. They just do not like me giving up their game controller. And many of you have seen the pictures. This isn't the exact game controller that was kind of refitted for this Titan sub Titanic excursion, but it's similar. And these game controllers, you're seeing used a lot. I've seen it everywhere, not only for video games, but people are using it to operate drones, operate robots, and it's nice. It's got little, you know, buttons. It's got ways to control it. But to be 2.5 miles underwater, relying on this as tech, makes me nervous. Now, as many of you have already heard, there's 5 people missing who took a small submarine that could only hold about 5 people, have about 96 hours of air, down 2.5 miles deep, which would equate to about 6,000 PSI, when the average human can only take 2.5 PSI. 2.5 miles deep when the average scuba diver can only go about 130 feet. Take this submarine down to explore the Titanic. Very cool. When for years we were told you really can't bring humans down that low, it's too deep. Ocean's Expedition, I believe that's the name of the company, was able to make it happen. Unfortunately, the Ocean Gate Expeditions company, unfortunately 5 people went missing Monday on their descent. And so for any of us who have, you know, understand the pressure of water and the things that could happen when you test nature, I worry that it got crushed because of the PSI, or I worry that it leaked. There was a leak. And so even though the world is praying that they're still able to live on the hours of oxygen they have left, and that nuclear subs could find them, and that they could be banging on the side to cause some noise to be picked up, because sound waves travel pretty well underwater, farther than in air, and hopefully they would, maybe sonar could pick it up. My fear is the event when they lost contact was, at the time when they lost contact on their descent, was sadly when things went wrong. And you've seen pictures and pictures of the controller, even though it's not exactly looking like this, all over the internet. And people are asking how, you know, would something like this operate a sub? I guess it was by text messaging. I think the mothership would text the operator, and then he would use his little, I forget what these are called, joysticks, to navigate. So it's still tech, but where I worry is we aren't seeing the forest from the trees. We take a step forward with tech and we're like, oh wow, we could use this, that's great. We take another step forward, and here we are using electronics and depending on electronics, and now we're 2.5 miles beneath the sea level and relying on text messaging. And I think we're not seeing the big picture where we might be relying on tech too much without appropriate backups. Now, when things started to go electronic, now mind you, I'm Gen X, so I got to see things go from a dial phone to a smartphone, or medical records go from paper to computer. I have always said we need a backup. Look at what's going on with electric cars. And I know I'm hesitant. I want to get an electric car, but I'm always going to have a fuel car just in case. I always want a backup. I want an old school backup. Because in my experience, tech can fail. Tech can crash. Things can go wrong with tech. I have to renew one of my licenses. I can't get on the website. I've done everything to renew it, but there's no way to physically do it by paper. Whatever happened to old school paper and pencil? Old school sort of technology. So I don't understand, and I could be wrong, and hopefully all five people on board are alive. But if we lose them, the question I have is, how could any company have a process that could be so dangerous and death-defying relying on tech without a backup? Now, somebody said, well, if anything goes wrong, it could float. It could float back to the top, and maybe they're bobbing somewhere. And hopefully, I'm worried that that's not the case. I'm hoping it's the case. I pray for a miracle. But we took something underwater that had the potential with 6,000 PSI to crush. Humans can't. Was there a emergency exit? Did everybody have dive suits such that if anything went wrong or there was a leak, you could strap everybody up, get them set? No, because it was a little like minivan built for five people. They had to be, I think, barefoot, sitting, crisscross applesauce. There was a bathroom at the end where you just got to hold a curtain so everybody would have to hold their nose if somebody went number two. And I get it. They were supposed to go down for 8 hours. The excursion was an 8-day thing where you travel out from Newfoundland to the area of the Titanic. But are we putting too much faith into tech? And I think everything should have a backup. I think there should always be backups. You know, our planes, they have a manual override. If the tech fails and the software fails, one issue that we were told is some of the younger pilots might not have been trained as much as the more seasoned pilots on manual override, but everything should have a manual override. Everything should have a backup. And I think we've been trusting tech so much that we're not thinking about that, and we're putting people miles deep into, I think there's a 19-year-old boy on this ship as well. Shahzada Dawood and his son Suleiman Dawood, 19 years old. I think we're trusting tech too much. Always have a backup. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Your Vibes. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's obviously a lot of debate on what's been going on in terms of there being bias when it comes to justice, when it comes to investigations. And so, obviously, the big headline of the day is Hunter Biden has pleaded guilty to, I believe, two misdemeanors and a gun charge that is going to enable him to avoid jail time. And Republicans are not very satisfied with all this because you see Trump having fast court dates and multiple cases thrown at him. And here's Hunter Biden with allegations of some pretty, pretty serious allegations. looks like getting off with a pretty nice deal. So Hunter Biden's lawyers have reached a deal with prosecutors where he would plead guilty to two tax crimes and, I guess, he had a gun form violation where he admitted he had attested that he didn't abuse drugs, even though there's videos of him naked and showing pictures of him holding the gun naked. I don't even want to look at this picture. And he actually, I think, had an autobiography. I didn't read it, but I believe there is an autobiography where he spoke of his addiction to crack cocaine, needing to be in rehab. And so if you lie on a government form, that's a problem. Now, apparently it's not as big a problem as Donald Trump having classified documents that allegedly were moved into a toilet. But it just, you know, after what, 4 or 5 years, people are a little shocked. Now, there was a headline where we all woke up saying Hunter Biden facing federal charges. And we're like, okay, so what happened with, you know, China and Ukraine and Russia? And what happened? Do we have any clarity? It has nothing to do with that. So, of course, Oversight Chair James Comer said Hunter Biden is getting away with a slap on the wrist when growing evidence uncovered by the House Oversight Committee reveals Biden's engaged in a pattern of corruption, influence peddling, and possible bribery. So here's my thing with all of this. And, you know, being an American, being a physician, being a mom, I like fairness. And I want to see that if there is a rule, if there is a, shall we say, a protocol, that it's applied equally. It's applied consistently. And from a psychological standpoint, when we have citizens who feel their democracy doesn't represent them, and we're in a representative democracy, and they feel like that if they are of one political party or another, things are going to differ, just like in terms of race. If they believe that they are of one race that will be targeted by law enforcement or dealt with by law enforcement differently, people start to lose their faith in America. They start to lose their pride, and we start to have a breakdown of the democracy. And so I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat or if you're pro-Biden or Trump, or I don't care about that. What I care about is the American public and the American citizens and those who live here expect fairness. And so, you know, if these are the proper charges, if this is what anybody else would have gotten, whether they were president's son or not, then fine. But if things are being ignored, and if there are, if you know, deals are being made and a less passionate, aggressive stance or approach to one case for one person versus another is detected, it's going to make feel that things are unfair. Now, I don't want Hunter Biden to be a scapegoat. I don't want anybody to be a scapegoat. I don't want somebody to say, look, we're treating Democrats the same as Republicans. I get everybody has different allegations here that we're dealing with. But it just seems to me that there's a definite bias. And so I'm a little nervous about this because how do I, you know, I feel like one of my jobs, not only as a physician, but as just fellow American, is to keep people calm. I don't want people rioting. I don't want people, you know, feeling like we need to have a civil war to get one side heard. And I keep just feeling like we're getting closer and closer as half the country feels like they are being biased. They are being not heard. They don't get their voice. And that, you know, that's why I've made multiple suggestions when it comes to education, when it comes to abortion. There's many ways we can approach many of these very controversial issues without making them a Republican-Democrat issue. As I said with abortion, it's very simple. Put it back into the hands of the doctors. Have it between a patient and the doctor. If the doctor feels that the abortion is the best thing for that patient, it's between them. They can hand them the medication. We keep the pharmacies out of it. We keep people of faith out of it. We keep the taxpayers out of it. We keep the governors out of it. We keep the feds out of it. We don't make it a political issue. The problem is it has been made a political issue, so then there could be funding for it. So then there could be Medicaid dollars. So then there could be Planned Parenthood dollars. But then we have all this strife. It's a medical issue. If somebody wants an abortion, they could either use there's multiple charities and there's multiple organizations that do provide funding and support for women who want assistance with this. We just don't have to draw and drag in individuals who don't feel like they should be involved. Same thing with schools and curricula. You have many people that support the LGBTQ plus community, but they want their kids to do better in math and science, and they don't want there to be a lot of sexually charged, and which, by the way, the LGBTQ community isn't asking for. Somehow the curriculum is having, and teachers are injecting more sexual content in school. Keep it out. There's sex ed, which parents can opt in or kids can opt in and opt out, but make schools different, where by noon the kids have had all their hardcore book studies, and then in the afternoon is all about the practical learning. And by practical learning, all kids should be learning another language. They should be learning first aid. They should be learning self-defense. They should be learning practical physical education. I get that dodgeball is fun, but they should be learning how to hike. They should be learning how to work out in a gym. They should be learning how to do yoga and Pilates and weightlifting and all sorts of things. They should be learning to trade. All kids should understand how to start a fire, hunt, fish, milk a cow. These are things that all kids should know how to do, depending on where they're going to be in life. They don't all have to learn the same thing. But school should be different. Instead, it's kids are there for 8 hours, and they're away from parents, and their teachers end up becoming their third or fourth parent, and things start to get challenging. So I think there's there's simpler ways to do things, but I'm wondering if the powers that be don't want it simple. They want the control. They want the strife. They want the. I hear that there's many individuals that would love states to secede, states to split. California has talked about splitting in half. Some states have asked if they could just secede from the union, and I don't want to see that. I want unity. We are the United States of America, and we can't figure out how to proceed with alleged FBI crimes. It really has to be different. We really have to have a Supreme Court where there's right-leaning judges and left-leaning judges. It's not that obvious, really. There's not a consensus. We treat all people equally. All men and humans created equal, and that's not. Why is it such a controversy? So we'll see what happens with Hunter Biden. I know there's a lot of concerns about the possible briberies and the quote-unquote big guy allegation with Joe Biden. People are looking into the money that the Bidens have accrued. But right now, Hunter Biden facing a couple misdemeanors and an issue where he had a gun while he lied about drug use. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News updated. It did not take long for Republicans to slam the plea deal for Hunter Biden. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Biden will reportedly get a far more lenient sentence than what most people are offered. The president's son will plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges, both of which will get him probation. What will it take to rescue five people on board a small sub missing near the wreck of the Titanic? Very special gear, according to retired U.S. Navy subcommander David Marquet.
The kind of equipment is prevalent in the oil well industry, where they need to put wells on the bottom in water that's this deep, and they have remotely operated vehicles.
The submersible has about 2 days of oxygen left. More severe weather's on the way. New Orleans, parts of Alabama and Mississippi will get the worst of it. And Tropical Storm Brett is bearing down on the Eastern Caribbean. It's expected to be Hurricane Brett by tomorrow. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So for years, we have pointed out, well, I think we have been made aware, that there have been many diseases that afflict women, and they might have been either ignored or chalked up to a gynecological issue or something psychological. And over the last decade or two, we've tried to reverse it. Now, I love men. I owe my life to the men in my life, just like the women. Yeah, it took a dad, right, to help create me, too. I have a husband. I have sons. So there is no secret that I love men and I appreciate the men. And I think men and women should be approached from a healthcare standpoint very similarly, and there should be no disparity in expenditures. But we're hearing In some countries, I think Australia had a report in 2003, where men's funding is starting to shrink, if not become ignored in some areas, because we have to support all the efforts. And I get it. I'm not speaking against it, but objectively, men's funding is starting to go down as we are trying to support some of the other research, breast cancer, endometrial cancer, and some of the other issues, women's heart health, etc. And so we're starting to move towards some ignoring of men and their health woes. And so a very frightening report has come out, and I apologize, I'm having issues here, but where we have men dying of drug use, mental health issues. We've always had more men die of suicide than women. Women may attempt suicide more often than men, but men may die more of suicide. We have mental health crises. We still have heart disease affecting men more. Many cancers affect men more. As we look at pancreatic, as we look at colon, et cetera, not just the prostate and male cancers, others. And sadly, I start to see us going the other way. And I'm nervous about that because when it comes to public health, we need to be ahead of the curve. And so as we're putting all this emphasis on we need to do better, we need to repair some of the disparity. We need to repair some of the lack of funding that went into decades of cancer research that could have been done and could have prevented multiple female deaths. I don't want to see such a shift away from what's happening to men. And June is Men's Health Month. You don't really hear a lot of people talk about it. It's not, the media doesn't like it, not very sexy. Nobody wants to bring up, well, what are we going to do for our men? We kind of have this anti-man sentiment. And I'm sorry, but women need men. Men need men. Kids need men. Pets need men. We all need men. We need women too. And I feel like we are kind of, you know, having this attitude of, you know what, the men got all the attention before, so they can now be sidelined. That could be disastrous. Absolutely disastrous. Now, with COVID, we've been told that there had been a disproportion of men dying of COVID to women. And we spoke about that very early on, where maybe they have a much faster or aggressive inflammatory process, cytokine storm. Remember I told you people would accuse men of being babies when they were sick? And I didn't believe it. I'm like, I don't think men are being babies. I think they really feel worse. I think when they get sick, it might hit them harder. Because women might have some defense mechanisms with their estrogen. Maybe it's because women are so used to, you know, pain and period pain and all sorts of issues that they might have a different resilience. But I just felt that maybe men got hit harder, and now some studies have been showing that the cytokine storm might be much more aggressive in men than not. But there's this taboo on, you know what, we can't concentrate on men. If we do, we could be looking sexist or misogynist or discriminatory. Yet we have many communities of men of all races that are dying in droves from suicide, opioid, drug abuse, cancer, heart disease, and we don't, I think we're starting to ignore that. And we can't. And I'm frustrated because it's, in society today, it's all about sentiment, it's all about the narrative, it's all about the sound bites. And so if somebody raised their hand and said, we need to do something about all these men dying, somebody's going to say, but what about the women? What about the transgender men? What about the transgender women? What about, we need to take any death seriously. I don't care what gender they are. As a doctor, we don't care if you're cis, trans, whatever. There's pathology, we need to address it. And I believe that there's a lot of research that will not be done, and we will not move forward on. We could learn a lot from what happened with COVID. with sadly, with everything bad, there could be a silver lining where we could learn and prevent history or learn how to make something safer. Like the Titanic. The Titanic was one of the biggest naval disasters in modern times, and sadly, people died. But what sprouted from that was, okay, we need to make ships safer. We need to have more lifeboats. It can't be all about the look. It has to be about the safety. We don't care, you know, if it doesn't look grand. We need to do a better job. And now every time you're on a boat, they have drills. They tell you where to, where to go, where your ship will be. They have, you know, you trace on with a little wristband, and it's a lot more organized. So my suggestion, not only because I love men, I love women too, but I please let's not ignore the men thinking it'll make us look more progressive. If we do not learn from COVID and learn that there could be pathologies, as I said, the silver lining could be why men were affected worse with COVID, can actually teach us a lot about their immune system, about how they react to illness, why maybe cancer might spread faster. If there's pathways and certain things that can, we need to identify that. And June being Men's Health Month, this is probably one year where I've seen some of the fewest headlines and discussions. And people say, well, we talk about prostate all the time. A man's body is not just the prostate, just like a woman's body is not just the vagina. When people say Women's Health Month, we need to talk about their gynecological organs and the breasts. Women have hearts too, you know. Women have brains. Women have musculoskeletal systems. We have hip joints. We have colons. We have gallbladders. We have pancreases as well. Pancreae. I don't even know if they call them pancreae, but maybe they should. So let's try, when it comes to medicine and science, keep the politics out of it. We have some very startling figures coming out on what many of our men are struggling with. And nobody wants to address that. Nobody wants to talk about it. And I'm nervous about that. One latest study, as I've said across all 50 states, we are seeing a preponderance of men dying at higher rates. Now, again, could be substance use, opioids, etc. But why? Is it that more men are using it? Why are more men using it? Do men have more mental health issues? Is it that an opioid is affecting a man differently than a woman? Are we studying it? But we keep getting these numbers. And if June is Men's Health Month and the only time we talk about men's health from here on out, sadly, let's talk about it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marta is asking, how do you get Wegovy or Ozempic to be covered by insurance for weight loss? She has a BMI that she's not comfortable with. She has a family history of diabetes, and she wants to get on the medication, but it's expensive. Do you guys know how much it costs to get Wegovy or Ozempic? Wegovy is about $1,400-$1,500 a month, but that's only 4 injections. So if you divide that, it's about $350 maybe a shot. Ozempic, about $1,000 a month. It's about $250 for each shot. It's ridiculously expensive. There is no doubt insurance is going to try to buck this one. Some companies are covering it. Based on your BMI, based on if you have a medical condition, if you're pre-diabetic, if you have a strong family history. Sometimes your medical provider can make a good argument to the insurance company. If the insurance company will not cover it, or you have a high deductible, and they won't even begin to think about covering it till you meet your thousands of dollars of deductible, you could try to go to the company who makes it. I think it's Novo Nordisk. Sometimes they offer savings copay cards that could greatly reduce the cost. Medicare and Medicaid, usually they're not eligible for those copay cards, I don't believe. But some individuals are. I don't know how many of those cards are available still. But it's something that you could maybe do. Keep in mind, many of these copay cards have to do with you also having insurance. In terms of getting it cheap for cash, that's difficult. Now, please be careful, because there's counterfeit Wegovy and Ozempic out there. There's going to be somebody online saying, hey, guys, I can't take mine anymore. And I bought all of these shots, unused, got them from a pharmacy. Does anybody want them? I'll sell them to you half price. You cannot do that. You cannot. Don't fall for it. Some of the medications are counterfeit. Another reason why insurance companies are starting to buck some of these coverage for it is because ER visits are going up. Emergency room doctors are reporting that they are seeing more ER visits based on abdominal pain, violent diarrhea, bloating, nausea, as a result of the injection. And I told you, some people could be at risk for pancreatitis. So these insurance companies are looking at, wait a second here. It's costing me a crap load of money to pay for the drug. If the patient stops the drug, they're going to gain the weight back. So there's no proof that I'm really staving off their diabetes, or I'm preventing morbidity and mortality. And now we're paying for ER visits. So I think we're going to see a lot of pushback from insurance companies. Now, it's funny. Some of you years ago during the Obamacare crisis said, look, if an insurance company wants the business and they want you to buy their insurance, then they'll advertise that they cover certain things that they, at this point, you know what? If you're going to be a Wegovy patient, I don't think they want you. And you're just going to cost them too much money. The insurance companies want to advertise to healthy people that don't need medications. Now, logic might dictate, hey, if you could keep the weight off, if you could control the weight, then you won't be using healthcare dollars because you won't be getting diabetes or high cholesterol. But that's not the thinking. They need to save money here and now because they have quarterly reports. They have stakeholders and board members, and they have to show the profit and loss. Say, look, I'm going to help Mary, and you're going to see down the line, we're going to save money on Mary in 2030. There's a good chance Mary won't be on the insurance plan by 2030 because they will have switched to another plan based on their employer or something else. So it's about the here and now. The FDA has raised the alarm over a rise of side effects in the counterfeit versions of the drug. Not only can Mounjaro, Ozempic, and Ozempic, FDA-approved for weight loss, Wegovy, can cause side effects on their own, such as the nausea, vomiting, bloating, abdominal pain, but also the counterfeit. Who knows what the counterfeit drugs can do? Joy McClellan from Arizona, being reported by Daily Mail, said she was almost killed by a counterfeit version of Ozempic. She said, 2 ER trips and 6 days in the hospital, I'm lucky I didn't die. But someone is going to. Another case, Joshua Schiff, said a close family member was hospitalized within 2 weeks of taking it because of severe pancreatitis. The hospitalization lasted 6 days. They ended up with a $30,000 hospital bill and long-term damage to the pancreas. They said, be careful with this stuff. A third case was a U.S.-based individual that had 2 injections of the semaglutide, and it led to the husband being admitted to hospital with a gallstone attack. Now, the gallstone, we know that's going to come. If you lose weight quickly, people who lose weight quickly, it can precipitate gallstones. That's no surprise. Anybody who I've known that got on some fast weight loss regimen, whether it was Atkins, whether it was that growth hormone. Remember people were taking growth hormone and HCG and all sorts of other stuff? And then there was, what was another craze people did? Not the Fen-Phen. Yeah, Fen-Phen too, which you can't get now. But rapid weight loss could precipitate a gallstone attack. So that's no surprise. And many people say, look, you know what? I'd rather take the weight loss. But again, will the weight loss last? So the FDA has now cautioned people over increasing reports of the side effect. And there's cocktail or other versions of the drugs. Now, the drugs have a look to them. But if somebody is swapping the medication for saline, there's a way they could be manipulated. Look at how there were some bad, bad apples in hospitals who were swapping narcotic injections for saline. They would take in the narcotic, and then they would refill the syringe with saline. Most of these medications should have a protective sort of seal and all that, but honestly, if someone's trying to sell you the stuff, they're going to have whatever story. And people are pretty desperate. If it costs the average person $1,000 to $1,500 a month, and you could get it for half price, even though that's still a crap load of money, you're already hooked. So please be careful. Nearly 1 in 10 patients in the studies, the clinical trial that was published in 2021, had severe side effects. 10% chance of you having a severe side effect, leading to the discontinuing the use of the medication. Gallstones and pancreatitis are some of the more serious ones. You could get pancreatitis from a gallstone. You could also get pancreatitis from you have an inflamed pancreas. You don't mess with the pancreas. And even though everybody says, Dr. Dahlia, this is what's going to game change weight loss, we finally have it, I don't think so. We thought HCG was a game changer. We thought Fen-Phen was a game changer. I've never trusted any of those. The ones who lose weight are the ones that look at food differently, exercise, move a lot, and cut the sugar. We have to do that. And I don't know if the average drug or expensive drug can help long term with that. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com.
teamgaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.